This is Expedia Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Expedia Radio. I'm John Fisher.
And I'm Mike West. And for the next hour, we're going to talk travel.
Yep, our team of correspondents will take you away to destinations all over the world, and our expert advisors will keep you up to date about travel-related news and information. Whether your next trip is for business or for pleasure, we and our website, Expedia.com, will not only help you travel, we'll help you travel right.
Academy Award-winning actor Charlton Heston has made over 70 films during his esteemed career and has been in almost as many stage productions. He's going to tell us what it was like spending time on stage in Beijing, China.
Park City, Utah is the stage for the 2002 Winter Olympics next year, but it's not too late for a little spring skiing there this season. We'll get a report from Park City Mountain Resort.
Have you ever heard of volunteer tourism? It's a concept that helps travelers explore exotic destinations while assisting scientists in their studies of flora and fauna. We'll talk to an organization that matches up travelers, destinations, and projects from all over the world.
Savvy traveler Rudy Maxa will give us some tips for staying in touch while traveling abroad, and Expedia Radio correspondent Pierre Wolf will file his last dispatch from the Seabourn Sun, this time from Singapore.
Plus, we'll talk about a new partnership between our website and outandabout.com, a service with helpful advice for gay and lesbian travelers. But before we get to all that, let's check out this week's travel news.
Yesterday, the FAA announced a new...
They said today that they'll be raising fares an estimated 4%.
Records were broken around the world yesterday.
Travel news.
If you're heading up to Killington, Vermont for some spring skiing later this month, don't be too surprised if you spot a caravan of old VW buses with tie-dyed drivers behind the wheel, letting their freak flags fly. No need to wonder, though. There's good reason.
There's never really a cause for concern to stumble across that.
That's Killington's Steve Wright, Director of Communications and Resident Deadhead, talking about Sunshine Daydream at Killington. Slated for the 31st, it's a celebration of spring skiing inspired by the Grateful Dead lyric. The idea is to create a carnival-like atmosphere centered around music and mingling, kind of like the parking lot scene just before a Dead show, a flashback of sorts.
Toward the end of March, you start getting warmer days and softer snow, and people don't have to wear as many layers when they're out skiing, so that we get a lot of the party crowd that come up toward the end of the month, and we've combined that with sort of a tribute to the Grateful Dead scene, which, like you said, can be typified by sort of a Grateful Dead parking lot experience.
Along with that comes quite a bit of activity that gives skiers a little more incentive to slow down and hang out at the lodge.
People tend to sort of migrate out onto the decks when this weather gets nicer. It turns more into a people-watching episode out on the decks. And as part of this festival, we've got bands both inside and outside. We've got the barbecues going. We've got free tie-dying out on the deck.
A lot of the entertainment is unplanned and spontaneous, which kind of follows the whole Grateful Dead theme going on here. Wright says that skiers should be on the lookout for a few surprises, too.
Expect the unexpected. Every year we try to do something a little bit different. We've had drum circles in the past inside the base lodge, which is a nice echoing effect in there. This year we've got free Ben and Jerry's sampling all over the place, as well as a Find Jerry contest where you can look for the icon's face and turn it in for a prize.
Wow. Sunshine Daydream more or less kicks off the spring skiing season at Killington, a season which typically lasts through June. Wright gives us a look ahead at that, especially in light of the recent snow up there.
Typically, our Superstar Trail will go right on into June. We've got base depths, usually that time of year, as deep as 25 feet on Superstar alone, which we make snow on all year in anticipation of being the last resort in the East to close, and one of the last resorts in all of North America to close, actually.
If you'd like more information on Killington, or if you're looking for a way to get up there for some spring skiing, drop by Expedia.com's ski travel page. A visit there gets you all the links, the lodging, the tickets, everything you'll need.
Well, they were the first to brew your coffee during your flight, but now it looks like their 75 years of flying are history. A bankruptcy judge approved American Airlines' buyout bid for TWA last Monday. The price? $742 million.
That very large piece of change covers the lion's share of TWA, which is expected to more or less be absorbed right into American. American Airlines released a statement in the wake of the buyout saying it is the only plan that provides jobs for virtually all of TWA's employees, keeps TWA's airplanes flying, and maintains an active hub in St. Louis.
The sale isn't quite final, though. Monday's decision also marked the start of a 10-day appeals period. The court has scheduled an April 6th session to address appeals filed during that time. Furthermore, affected labor unions have yet to vote on the deal, and the purchase is also subject to Justice Department approval. So while the sale is by no means final, a definite milestone has been passed. We'll keep you updated as American's acquisition of TWA moves through the next stages.
Another piece of big airline news involves the ongoing labor dispute between Northwest Airlines and their mechanics union. President Bush has stepped in. As many speculated, President Bush appointed a presidential emergency board to review the labor situation. He created the board on March 9th, just a couple of days before the March 12th strike deadline. The immediate effect of that move, no strike until early May. Specifically, the presidential board is now in the midst of a 30-day review of the dispute. No negotiations will take place during this time. And once the review is completed, the board will make a recommendation based on their findings and give both the airline and the union another 30-day cooling-off period to consider the proposal.
Now, the findings of the board are non-binding, though, and the union could strike once that cooling-off period is up, if they so choose. Again, count on us at Expedia.com to keep you posted on developments there.
Last up today, give your dog a break. You take vacations all the time, so there's no reason why your dog can't have a little vacation once in a while, too. Introducing Southern California's Paradise Ranch, a country club for dogs.
A lot of my clients say, geez, this is better than where I'm going to be staying.
That's Bill Davis at the Paradise Ranch. Now, perhaps you're wondering what has people saying that when they come to drop off their dogs. Well, Davis runs the ranch on his tropical little patch of property located in the L.A. area. Pooches have one house, and he has the other house.
Well, we have a kennel alternative. And what I mean by that, we have no cages here, and all the dogs run free around the property. It's a home environment is what it is. Actually, me and my wife actually live here on the property. And then I have a second house that I have employees come and spend the night there every night. I have two employees in that house, too.
And that house, dogs stay in suites or little furnished rooms. But if your dog is used to hogging the bed at home, well, they can do that at the ranch, too.
We have bed buddies, and you can actually pay $5 extra to have your dog sleep in a bed with a person.
Outside, the property itself is set up with dogs in mind, of course. Davis has a number of different play areas in which your dogs can romp around.
Well, we got different yards we created. Like, I have one yard, it's called the Labrador Lagoon. And it's a wading pool for the dogs with a waterfall. And, of course, all Paradise Ranch is tropical landscape.
With the open space and a setting just like home, Davis is quick to note that the Paradise Ranch caregivers can keep to the rules you set for dogs at home. Would you let your dog eat that couch at home?
If they're allowed on the furniture at home, we allow them on the furniture here. If not, we'll keep them off the furniture. So, you know, we'll become part of the family. And that's what basically it is. My clients... These are not just dogs. These are part of the family, and we take care of them that way.
Rates at the Paradise Ranch run $45 a night. Before you go, though, the ranch requires a screening prior to your dog's stay. And because of this, advance reservations are required along with a deposit. The length of stay is pretty open-ended. It's not uncommon for dogs to stay for over a month.
In addition, the Paradise Ranch also provides a line of obedience courses. For more information, you can visit their website at paradiseranch.net. Or call them at 818-768-8708.